TNT.
It's
Violent.
Life of Times.
The Fight.
Network. Head Hurt. Body Work. Works. Listen, it's been another weekend of violence. It's been another weekend of screaming at the TV and placing bad bets.
Hey, yo, what the f***?
Life and Times.
Network.
The Fight. I saw it all. I saw some horrible losses that, like, I just like these fighters a lot. So it's not an actual horrible loss. Like, I'm not mad at anybody in real life. I just don't like seeing my favorite fighters get hurt. It sucks. I had to turn off the Errol Spence fight when it happened. I didn't like that. But we're talking UFC. We're talking about UFC 299. It lived up to expectations. We'll dive into that later. But it's been another weekend of violence, another clash of titans. And it's just been KOs. People have been knocked unconscious. They can't get up. The Fight. Someone helped them. Somebody call 911. Shoddy fire burning on the dance floor. Tapping in. Life of Times. Listen, that's just the prelim. Like, I've seen some of the most devastating KOs and chokes in the prelim. Everybody was after it. Everybody's trying to get to it. But we want to get to the meat and potatoes. We want to get into the main card. There are a lot of up-and-comers that we will talk about. But we have to talk about the main card, maintaining the madness. It's probably one of the best main cards I've seen in a while. Worth every penny. Shout out EOC, shout out Dana, shout out everybody who was a part of it. Shout out the fighters who put their life on the line. Life of Times. Network. The Fight. Digging into the main card. Before we do that, we here at the Life of Times, The Fight. We're going to start doing an entertainment level from a 1 to 10. And since I'm the only one here to begin, it was a 10 out of 10 then. Too much to handle. It was just everything you wanted, right? Like, this is supposed to be like a change in a guard fight card. They had, like, veterans of, you know, elder statement, guys on losing streaks, guys going up against guys who are proven, and they had everything going for them as far as energy, momentum, and experience versus the up-and-comers who are very, very dangerous. I'm not going to lie, bro. When I watched the Peter Yan fight, the first round, I was like, this kid's outworking Peter Yan like he wasn't in the ring, like he wasn't a champ. He's only 26. It's amazing how fast and how well people are developing now in UFC. Peter Yan rallied. He rallied like a motherfucker and landed some of the most beautiful takedowns I've ever seen in UFC, ever. And some of the most vicious boxing, too. He landed like 3 uppercuts. He was just a notch better than Sadong, and Sadong is a notch lower, and he's only 26. That's a very good thing for him. I pray for the next man he fights. Peter Yan gets the W in a UD. He roars back after a disappointing first round where he got worked a bit. But it happens, right? Like, you know, Marab, the takedown, he got a little PTSD with that, so he was, like, a little hesitant and biting on some face that he shouldn't have. But he roared back. What can I say? Life of Times. The Fight. Now, this is what made me sad. Gilbert Burns is one of my favorite fighters. He's a dog. I think he beat Cosmont easily. I think he definitely got shortchanged in that decision. I think he was on the way to win a decision before he got caught. I mean, what can we say? JDM broke his arm while he was fighting him, I guess in the first round. And still landed that knee and knocked him out. I mean, very fluid striking. This relentless. He got out of some shit. Because Gilbert Burns was trying to choke him the fuck out. And he said, no, sir, I can't. Well, stand up. Let me punch you. And he timed that knee perfectly. And he put Gilbert down. And they tried to give him as much time as possible. You know, Gilbert's a fan favorite, but he's 37. And, you know, he's fought some of the tough guys. And some of the top guy, not tough guy. He's already a tough guy. I don't know where his career goes from here, but he's done enough. He's bled enough. I wish him the best. JDM is not backing down. He called out Shavat, and that's a fight. Life of Tom's Network. Tapping in. Listen, that's a fight. Speaking of the fight, we got more fights to cover. Listen, MVP with his karate blitz style completely outworked and outpaced Kevin Holland in every step of the fight, even in the clinches sometimes. I don't know what's going to happen once he gets in there with a real wrestler, right? And that's just me talking shit. I'm sure he's been practicing takedown defense his entire career just with that style. All I know is he's entertaining as fuck, and I've never seen such a blitzing style like that effective. You know, it was just too effective, and I don't know. I'm glad he got into the, you know, he's in the UFC now. He's got a W, and I can't wait to see what he does next. And Kevin Holland, he's always taking fights. He's always up and down as far as the weight class, middleweight, welterweight, and he's a dog. And anybody else that was in front of him felt those hands. He just couldn't catch MVP that night. That happened. Like the Tums Network. Tapping in. Listen, Dustin the Diamond shines again. Okay, for the first round, that dude was on him. He was on him. He didn't care about his life or future or ideals or dreams. He was on him. He was trying to knock him out or choke him out. He was on him. And I don't want to hear any excuses because ever since, you know, and I'll say to the Zills a little bit later, but after the fight, he started making excuses, right? So Dustin Poirier, he goes through that round. In the second round, he catches him again. He was kept grabbing for those gillies, man. Go gilly or die. Gilly.
Get silly in the gilly.
Yeah, his coach told him not to do the gilly. He had to do the gilly. And I'm not going to lie, bro. One day he's going to get that shit. We don't know. But I know he shined again, and I'm really glad that Poirier, not only did he win that fight against a very dangerous guy, against a very game opponent, who all his last fights, his last 13 fights, I believe, are all finishes. He doesn't have any fights that go the distance. This time he got closed out. This time he got knocked out. And it happens. And he has time. He has a long career ahead of him. He's got to go back to the drawing board. And, you know, listen, it is what it is. Once you step in that ring, you in there. Sugar Sean O'Malley. Ah, man. Listen, Cheeto is one of the toughest people I've ever seen. That knee, and I'm sure something's broken. Something has to be broken. I heard that shit. It's like when you try to bite a jawbreaker when you're a kid and it cracks a little bit. That's what it sounds like in his bones. And I don't think that's very healthy. Sugar Sean pitched a clinic, a 5-0. It was very, very, very telling. If we had any, you know, like what is Sugar Sean made of, we found out. And he's made of what you need. He's champion. He's a champion. I don't know what's going to happen once he fights somebody that's more grapple heavy, that's not going to run into that right hand. But this is the thing. He manages distance better than anybody I've ever seen in the UFC besides Israel on his way up. And honestly, Israel probably can still measure distance. It's just that, like, you really need to do that when you're fighting guys who are wrestling base, who are trying to take you down. And he did that very well. So I say right now, and that's the biggest conversation to have after the fights, like UFC 299 is over. Sugar Sean retains his belt after brutalizing Cheeto for 5 rounds. And Cheeto almost knocked him out in the 5th round. If they had 10 more seconds, he might have been the new champion. And that's the thing about Sugar Sean. He's a great champion, but he takes that risk. He was bleeding in there too. And he won. And he won every round. But he was bleeding in there, and he got hurt in there. So, there's things to worry about. I don't like how I don't know why he didn't call up Marab, but that's his next fight. And I just don't like him trying to avoid it, because the real true like representation of a champ is, can you beat someone that's geared to defeat you? You know, Izzy fought so many wrestlers in middleweight, just counter classes, people who focus on what you're bad at. And I don't want to see him trying to dodge it and move up. That's just me personally. This is his first defense. Let's get a couple more before you try to do that. As far as Peter, he says he wants to fight Chito next. I feel like that's a dog fight. I feel like that fight is whoever got more heart. And I pray it's not like a 3-round affair. I hope it's like 5. JDM, he wants to fight Shavat. All the luck to him. I think Shavat, he has hands, but when his hands is not working, he's going to choke you out. So I hope you get ready for that, JDM. I like to see you succeed. You're a very, very excellent striker. And you're not, you don't like it. You won't get held down without trying to get out. You know, you're not inactive once you get down. You don't give up. MVP versus Wonderboy is a fight I want to see. It's just two strikers. You know, let's keep the fun fights happening. I don't know why we can't have some fun fights in the UFC. Like, you know, style fights that, like, everybody wants to see. Not just, I feel like if you're going for the champion, like, if you're going for the gusto, but if you're an elder guy, I just don't see MVP beating Leon Edwards, to be honest, to be respectful. I just don't see it. I think Leon has the hands, and he has the wrestling to stop all that shit, man. So, before he gets out, before people's, you know, move on, I think Leon clears a lot of people, and I just don't think MVP can really touch him. If it stays standing, then it's a different conversation, but Leon should definitely take him down. Dustin versus Islam. We got to see Islam fight some people his size. I would love to see that. Since he's gotten the belt, I think he fought Charles Oliveira, and then he fought Volkanovski twice. And I'm not hating, but it's time to fight somebody in your weight class. That's all. The biggest takeaway from UFC 299 is distance management. You cannot hit me, you cannot win. Shout out MVP for showing us that. Michael Venom Page, if people don't know, and Sugar Sean O'Malley. This is Nate Thier with The Fight, Life of Tums. Network.